All right. Bad timing for President Bush as they foreclose on the ranch while he's in Slovenia. Slovenia actually sounds fairly attractive, a place. I looked it up.
Uh-huh.
And they got, that's, it was supposedly founded by Jason and the Argonauts.
Oh.
I don't know where it is, but where they were at the Golden Fleece, that was them, right?
Right.
They floated it down the river there, that's supposedly how it occurred.
Excellent.
Yeah. Why you would start a trip with Slovenia, I have no idea, but apparently it's quite nice. He's got the National Lampoon European Vacation going on is what he's doing, basically. They even had the video camera with the shots of Laura stolen at the Trevi Fountain in Rome, so keep your eyes on YouTube. That could turn up. I think it's great. Here's a guy who only went to Canada before he was president, the only foreign country he'd been to, Canada. And that was for military service options, looking. Now the Pope in Rome gives him red loafers as a gift. That's coming a long way, frankly, for anybody. You got the boys' old room at Windsor Castle, huh? This is the way to travel. This is the way to do it. And then all you got to do is throw in a few zingers at Iran every few miles, and it's deductible. It's business. It's a business trip. Jim, keep that in mind next time.
Yes, a business trip.
Okay. In the news, Hillary doing a lot of baking, a lot of cleaning, a lot of thinking. Bill is vetting Gina Gershon as a running mate. John McCain, always the maverick, comes out in favor of high gas prices, flooding in Iowa, and home foreclosures. He called for Obama to do the town hall circuit with him, forgetting that he's already made that offer several times. The problem with Senator McCain in debates is when he's grilled, he only gives his name, rank, and serial number. Dick Cheney to take over Obama's vice president search. After calling Michelle Obama's baby mama, Fair and Balanced Fox references Cindy as Cindy, mother's little helper McCain. They did well. They're fair and balanced, so that's fair. Dennis Kucinich starts impeachment proceedings against Bush. Would have got to it sooner, but the new wife's been keeping him kind of busy. Did get around to it, though.
Right.
Took
right.
a while, yeah. Detainees at Guantanamo win right to be called prisoners. That's a breakthrough. Maybe get out of those hoodies they've been keeping them in. Republicans block windfall tax on oil companies. They'd rather have the cash up front. Chinese hacking computers on Capitol Hill. They're calling it Lenovo Gate. Lenovo Gate. Hello. Hello. The Southern Baptist Convention says when gas hits $5 a gallon, it will be the opening of the seventh seal. That was. How are you going to get to Branson is the question, really. If it goes to five. The good news is there will be dancing once the seal is open. That's okay. Afghans discover 36 tons of marijuana. Apparently it was under the 100 tons of hashish. They use it for kindling over there, really. That's all it is. Looking at the fall election map, Obama expected to add Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, and Egypt to the blue states. Vietnam is leaning towards McCain, actually, because they were quite impressed with him. Ron Paul may have given up his presidential bid. It's hard to say. And it's Spike Lee and Clint Eastwood at high noon on the streets of Carmel. Let's look for that. Obama has a Dukakis moment in a bike helmet. You may have seen that. Not so much the helmet as the Speedo Fast Skin 2 front zip tank and Speedo Show Every Pimple shorts that he was wearing as well. But that's neither here nor there. McCain asks Obama to town hall meetings. California gay couples marrying for the third time beginning to get the idea what it's really like. Yahoogle. Japanese invent a car that runs on water. Unfortunately, it's bottled water, which is 10 times more expensive than gasoline. United Airlines to charge $15 to bring a full-size toothpaste on board. It's just about worth it.
To check.
To get a full-size tube of toothpaste.
Absolutely.
$15?
Yep.
Just about worth it. Almost. Close. Lou Dobbs personally flings Mexican tomatoes back across the border at Tijuana. Screaming, para la salsa! A judge in pornography trial recuses himself. Is that right? Recuses?
Yes. Recuses.
Judge in pornography trial, I'll try it again then. Judge in pornography trial recuses himself to 10 barnyard animals.
That's important too.
Hey. Research. And Oprah pins Tyra in 1 minute 45 seconds to convincingly retain most powerful woman title. That's all the news. That is it. Tyra went down like a what?